You meet someone for the first time.
I'm sorry, you say, I didn't quite catch your name. Did you say it's Danny or Daniel?
Oh, no, I say, I'm a Danny.
Daniel is reserved for Mom when she's angry at me.
Classic stereotypical story. We've all heard it 1,000 times.
Sad part is, it's the exact opposite of what a child should get when they hear their name called by their parent.
Torah begins this week, Vayikra El Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe.
Sages explain, preceding every new mitzvah, every new commandment, every new instruction that Moshe received, Hashem called out to him, Moshe, Moshe. Moshe would respond, Hineni, I am here, I am ready. Rashi adds that the language that Hashem used, the way that he called to him, was the Lashon Chibo, the language of endearment, of love. The tone he used when he called his name, Moshe, expressed and conveyed love. Moshe, you are someone special. I love you. Now I have instructions for you. I have something for you to go and teach the Jewish people. Our children hear their names called all day long. But I've almost never heard a child, after hearing their name yelled from the kitchen, respond, Hineni, I am here, I am ready. What can I do for you? The reason, of course, is that our children don't necessarily hear in their name what Moshe heard in his. Whereas Moshe heard love, our children, if they'll listen to the way we speak, often hear frustration. Maybe they hear resentment that we're still dealing with this issue. They might even hear anger. And the tone that we use often speaks far louder than the actual words we choose. And we might be saying their name, but if their tone we choose expresses frustration, that's what the children hear, which is why they cringe when they hear their name, because they know what it means. And they're not interested. But we have instructions to give. We must correct and guide and instruct. That's our job. So we must take the extra seconds before we call their name to make sure that it comes out and it sounds as if it has love and endearment with it. And if it's hard for us to hear, ask your spouse and they'll let you know how it sounds. When the calling comes out with a lashon of chiba, with a language of endearment and love, the instructions which follow will be heard far clearer. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.